Dan Bongino.
Okay, so as I said, Biden is a liar and a fraud. Yes, that is the title of the segment because he is. His family's involved in shady business deals. He lies about everything. He has leveraged his position 47 years in the U.S. government to enrich his family and himself at your expense while you paid him to be a senator, to be the vice president of the United States. Joe Biden doesn't have a shred of dignity or character. Oh my gosh, you can't say that. No, I just did, because it's absolutely true. And what he does is disgusting. He lies all the time. He lies fluently and frequently because he's good at it. That's when he remembers what he said. I want to show you first, this is the least offensive thing. I got a video coming at the end of this block that's really going to tick you off, to say the least. But here's a tweet by Biden, another one of his just totally made up fraudulent nonsense things that I poke fun at all the time. Tweet from Joe Biden, how this is his quote from his Twitter account. This election is Scranton versus Park Avenue. What do I always say, Joe? You know, Biden, the Scranton kid. He does the whole Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I'm the Scranton kid, lunchbox guy, you know, Scranton, working class neighborhood, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Scranton kid. So his tweet, he's implying that he's a middle class kid from Scranton versus Donald Trump, Park Avenue guy, Scranton kid. So Trump's the Park Avenue guy? But is any of that actually true? Again, him trying to frame himself as the candidate of the middle class. Washington Examiner has a great piece. Someone asked me how to access. This will be in the show notes. It's very simple. You access the show notes by going to Bongino.com/newsletter. Just put that in your search bar there, Bongino.com/newsletter, and just click subscribe. It's free. We'll send you these articles every day. It's that simple. We pick the best articles on the internet. Here's one of them. Tim Carney, Washington Examiner. Biden's fact-free Park Avenue versus Scranton line. A reminder that the major media outlets will never fact-check Biden. So you would think it wouldn't be unreasonable, right, folks, if you're listening at home, that if Biden's a Scranton kid, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a Scranton kid, if he's the Scranton kid and Donald Trump is the candidate of Park Avenue, that the Park Avenue people would be supporting Trump and the Scranton people largely supporting Biden. That's easy to figure out, right? You can check that kind of stuff out. You know, fact checks. That's important. Now, that only happens at conservatives. So Tim Carney did check that out, who the real Scranton kid versus Park Avenue kid is. And I'd say you'd be stunned, but you won't be. You'd be stunned if it didn't come out wrong for Biden, because he's a liar. So here's what he found out about the Scranton kid, Joe Biden. He says, quote, "Well, you could start where my brother John Carney at Breitbart started and see who Park Avenue is actually supporting." What does that read? By an 8-1 margin, Park Avenue is behind Biden? That can't possibly be real. Biden's the Scranton kid. Quote, "Biden's campaign has raised over $1 million from donors living on Park Avenue, according to the FEC filings." His brother writes, "That's more than 8 times the $127,000 raised by the Trump campaign from the same area." Again, ladies and gentlemen, remember, media fact checks, treaded air quotes. Again, folks, they make their appearance twice today. The media only fact checks conservative stuff. Like when we actually quote Nancy Pelosi, you know, actual, not air quote, real quotes. We quote Nancy Pelosi, if for those of you watching my show 2 weeks ago, and we got fact checked on Facebook for an actual quote. Like, it's missing context. No, that was the quote. We put the context in the article. That's what articles do. Elaborate on the headlines. We going to get a fact check on that tweet? Biden, the Scranton kid, Trump Park Avenue guy. Really, that's funny, because 8 times as much money from Park Avenue is flowing into the Scranton kids campaign rather than the alleged Park Avenue kid Trump's campaign. Kind of weird how that happens, no? You may say, well, Dan, that's kind of rough to call him a liar and a fraud over that. He's clearly exaggerating. All right. That's not really what kind of got my goat today. What really upset me is this disgusting filth out of his mouth yesterday, Biden. Filth. Folks, listen, it's common electoral strategy to never repeat your opponent's attacks, especially when they're false. Why give him air? And it's fair enough for you to say now, well, Dan, why are you going to repeat what you're about to put out? Because this is really disgusting filth by Biden. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this what he said is so gross and so offensive, and is such a lie about Trump and what Trump allegedly said about our military, that I actually believe this reflects even worse on Biden. Because knowing how our country, this president, and others revere our military. I mean, I'm not talking about the radical leftists. I'm talking about the sane people. I don't think there's a worse attack outside of calling someone a pedophile or a racist than saying someone hates our military and thinks they're losers. I'm not kidding. I don't think there is a more damaging attack. I'm not just talking about politically. I'm talking about on any person's character, because we revere our military here. The sane people, not the lunatics. Despite that fact, Joe Biden knows that debunked, discredited story that Trump called the military guys losers and suckers. He knows it's fake. And listen to what he says about it yesterday, which really speaks to how awful of a human being this sleazeball is. Check this out.
In the way he's spoken about many of you and the brave women and men who served the nation in uniform, those who have given their lives in service to this nation. It's been confirmed by every outlet that he referred to them as losers and suckers.
Filth. Filth. Disgusting filth. That story has been discredited by everyone who was there when these alleged comments were made. It's not true. And what does he do? He adds to it another little proviso there. He says, oh, it's been confirmed by every major media. It's been confirmed by nobody. It's false. Again, I get it. It's an axiomatic truth. You rarely, if ever, repeat your opponent's attacks. This is an exception. Because this line, I'm telling you, actually speaks to the filth Biden's become more than what he thinks he's doing, which is indicting Trump. That comment is garbage and it's false. And he's doing it right now because why? Grass in the air, licked his finger. A focus group told him the military vote may be leaning Trump's way. That's the only reason he's doing this and lying, because he's filth. One more segment on this before I get to Soros. Ladies and gentlemen, the man. Again, take no joy in telling you this, is clearly losing his cognitive capabilities. It is a fair question to ask if the man can think like the president if it requires cognitive capabilities he clearly does not have. Here's another video. We run these two or three times a week of Biden in an interview with, I believe, MSNBC. I don't know who the anchor is. What is it? Oh, Telemundo. I'm sorry. Thank you. In the middle of a statement, again, losing where he is, and the anchor covering for him. Oh, no, don't worry. We'll get back to that later. Listen, it's about 25 seconds. Pay attention. Halfway through, we're talking about immigration. He totally forgets where he is. Again, check this out.
There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my campaign.
Let me get that right. You are going to freeze deportations?
Freeze deportations for the first 100 days. And then, and only people will be deported are people who committed a felony while here. That's number one. I lost that line.
Yeah, well, but that's good, because we could talk, you and I, on that.
Okay.
Think about
where we are today.
Now, is he using a prompter there? Is that what he means? Notice, if you're watching on video, again, rumble.com/Bongino. If you'd like to watch a video version of our show, it's free. You'll notice he says, he says, I lost that line. Is he reading off a teleprompter? Is this... Wait, I thought it was an interview. If it's just a speech he's reading off a teleprompter, then just put a disclaimer in the chyron. We're pretending to ask questions Joe Biden's pretending to answer. But they're pretending this is an interview. Halfway through. Now, he loses himself. Again, I take no joy in telling you this. It's not funny. It's really sad. Not only is he, what's not sad is he's a liar and a fraud. That's an indictment purely of his slimy character. But again, I don't wish disease on anyone, even my worst liar, fraud, political enemies. I've never. There's nothing funny about that. The guy's running to be president. Every time he tries to go down a list, one or two, he forgets the list. He goes one. He lays it out. And then he doesn't know what number two is. And then the anchor, of course, has to cover for him. Just like they're covering for his Scranton kid lie. Scranton kid, not Park Avenue. Really? Park Avenue's donating to you, you clown. Not Trump. Pathetic.
The Dan Bongino Show.